Very nice to be here, chap. How are you?
I'm fine. Home of Lenny Henry and Sue Lawley, I think I remember it correctly as well.
Sue Lawley, star of that famous Police song.
Yes.
Love Sue Lawley. Love that it's me and Sue Lawley, and I think Des O'Connor from Dudley. I think Sue Lawley's from Starbridge or something.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, we've produced some pretty big rock acts. I mean, the Midlands is big for rock, but not so much for comics. Frank Skinner from Smethwick. But I'm sort of the majorly Dudley person, really.
Big Albion fan, of course, Frank.
Albion fan.
Are you a football fan yourself?
Not really, but I do go to the Baggies if I'm going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I go and see West Brom play whenever I can. It's usually once every 2 years or something.
My wife won't be pleased to hear that. She's a big Wolves fan.
Yes. Boo! I don't know anything about football. I don't even. We were made to play it when we were kids. All kids had to play football. And that was the rules. And I think that's why I was skinny for most of my childhood, because we were just running everywhere. Kids just run everywhere. I'm calling for Len, is he in? Yeah, I'm here. And then he'd be off to somebody else's house, which is 5 miles away.
Hey, we haven't mentioned Jasper Carrot as well, the Blues, of course, Birmingham, before we get off the football thing.
Jasper Carrot, what a great bloke. I did a tour with him of massive venues, and he was so wonderful to be on the road with. He's such a brilliant, funny, generous comedian. I don't know, he should be on the telly now. I don't know why he isn't.
Hey, Lenny, it seems a long while since the days of New Faces and Tis Was.
Well, it is. That was 1975, you know, that's when I started. I was 16 years old, and I'd passed the audition. And I'd done a lot of work in clubs all over the Midlands, at the Queen Mary Ballroom, Kings Norton Golf Club, the Fox in Kings Winford, the Cross in Kings Winford, Saracen's Head in Dudley. And I would just get up and do 10 minutes of impressions and messing about. And then suddenly I got a phone call saying, can you come on this Saturday? And I did, and it changed my life. It was seen by 60 million people. And I knew I was famous because I was in Leicester visiting a relative, and a bus stopped in the middle of the street and said, Lenny Henry! Hello, Betty. And I knew I was in, and I thought, oh, this is it. I'm famous.
I was trying to remember who was on the panel. Derek Hobson, he presented, didn't he?
Mm.
Tony Hatch.
Arthur Askey.
He was the Simon Cowell of the time, wasn't he, Tony
Hatch? Yeah, Tony Hatch or Mickey Most were very tough on people. There's a guy called Clifford Elson, I think, who wrote for the Daily Mail, a TV critic. Also, Martin Jackson would have been a TV critic for the Daily Mail. He was on too. They were very, very strict. The comics, of course, loved the comics and would big them up. But Tony Hatch sort of would be out of his comfort zone talking about comedy. But he was like Simon in a way, in that he's got an opinion about everything. And Tony Hatch said about me, you should listen to Bill Cosby albums because you're not just an impressionist. As you get older, you'll realise that you're a storyteller too. You should listen to Bill Cosby albums and start thinking about how you can become like that. And I sort of switched quite quickly from Bill Cosby to Richard Pryor. But I knew what he meant, you know. Being on stage isn't just going, thank you very much. I walked into a bar. It was an Iron Bar. You know, it's more than that. It's holding an audience's attention for quite a long time. And if you're going to do that, you need to tell a story that's got a beginning, middle and end. And so I've tried to do that for, you know, the majority of my career, really.
Nevertheless, you did a mean Frank Spencer, didn't you?
I did, yeah, I did him. And I did lots of other impressions too. But I don't do that anymore, really. I do my own characters, and I talk to the audience, and I mess around, I do improvisation. I do lots of things.
We'll talk some more about where you're at the moment, Lenny. But we can't talk to Lenny Henry without talking about Tis Was, of course. Saturday morning, it was compulsive viewing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was for you guys. I mean, I was in it, so it wasn't for me. But
you must have enjoyed it.
I had to be there. It was my job. I loved it. It was sort of my introduction to live telly. I was on live telly every morning, 33 weeks a year for 4 years of my life, and it was extraordinary. And it really gave me the sense of this is how you do television when it's live. And it taught me how to present. I could take a count. I can have an earpiece in my ear. These are all things that you don't think are going to be important. But when you're on the Diamond Jubilee with Stevie Wonder just about to be on stage and Rolf Harris singing Two Little Boys, Tis Was experience comes very, very valuable, actually, because you learn to deal with 250,000 people going, boo, because you're stopping him as he says, long days passed, war came so fast. I had to stop him, and only my Tis Was experience stopped me from having a nervous breakdown in the middle of all that.